Most of the U.S. Midwest will continue to experience highly favorable weather for this time of the year. No major storm systems and temperatures that will be seasonable for the most part, with a slight warmer bias over the next couple of days that will eventually overtake a large part of the region. Temperatures out there this morning were running mostly in the 30s and 40s across a big part of the Midwest. We did have some warmer temperatures in the southwest part of the region where temperatures were still near 50 degrees. As we go through the day today, we'll see still a few lingering showers in Michigan and Ohio, but for the most part, the majority of the Midwest will be left dry. Temperatures will be mild in the east and warm in the west. Highs will be mostly 50s and 60s to the west of the Mississippi River, while readings near and west of the Missouri River will be in the 70s. We'll expect temperatures tomorrow afternoon to be quite similar across the region and probably on Thursday as well. As we move into Friday and Saturday, though, some of the warmth that's west of the Missouri River will work its way eastward. We'll expect Saturday's highs running mostly in the 60s and 70s across a big part of the Midwest. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see some temperatures near or slightly above 80 degrees in portions of western Missouri, Kansas, and maybe a couple of Nebraska locations. The heat will get no further to the east than that, though, but we will continue to see favorable conditions on Sunday and perhaps Monday, with 60s and 70s still prevailing. There is a frontal system on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of next week that will move through the Midwest, and temperatures will turn cooler behind that event, but not dropping below average in any particular location. We'll expect a frontal system to precede that, but it is likely to fall apart as it tries to move into the eastern crop areas. The western Corn Belt will see a few showers tomorrow into Thursday. Rain totals will run up to 0.6 inches. There may be something locally greater in a few spots, but that precipitation is not likely to hold together very well. When the system crosses the Mississippi River, there will end up being only spotty light shower activity, with places like Ohio and Michigan failing to get any rain at all from the event. The system that comes along for early next week will be more significant. In fact, today's computer forecast models have suggested an increase in rainfall with that event. That's okay. It's still going to be a relatively fast-moving system through the region. No more than a day or two at the absolute most of delay is likely to occur, and for the most part, I think it'll be just a single day's worth of disruption to farming activity. One more storm system and frontal system will impact the parts of the Midwest as we get to the last days of October and the early days in November, and that frontal system will behave much like these others with a fairly fast movement across the region, and its impact duration-wise is expected to be rather brief. Moisture totals will not be enough on any one of these events to seriously change soil moisture, but temporarily lifting the topsoil moisture values for a brief day or two, but quickly drying down again. So the bottom line is that fieldwork will advance favorably across the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.